One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Here is a somewhat short, yet sweet and super cool short story about a one-handed nonverbal international interaction I had with a little girl on the last day in the Czech Republic. Hello, podcastians. Okay, here we go. Episode 056, and this one's about just a really, really cool, sweet interaction I had in the Czech Republic. This was my last day of international solo traveling. It was my last day in the Mosaic House in downtown Prague, Czech Republic, and I just had this great interaction. This is a nonverbal, one-handed interaction I had with this very young little girl. She must have been 6, 7, somewhere around there, and mostly with her, and certainly not her father, but it just happened to be how this unfolded. Before I get too far into it, I do want to mention that I've done a number of podcasts about international one-handed solo traveling, just kind of the security issues and my experiences, but then also I've talked about how people look at me differently as a one-handed person based on culture, and how people look at me in Tibet is different than how people look at me in the Czech Republic or Estonia, Finland, even Indonesia, all these places that I've traveled to and been and had this just interesting experience as a one-handed person. And then also, it's not just adults, but it's also how kids interact and look at me or how they view me. And it's just a very, very different interaction. I'll have some links to those podcasts in the show notes. You can check those out. But I just want to mention that because this has something to do with all of that. Now, I am on my last day. I wake up. It's my last day in the Mosaic House. I am getting ready to do a little more traveling out of Prague, but I'm pretty much done staying in Prague, and I'm on my way out. I've had a great time in Europe in 2015. This was a number of years ago, 3 years ago. As I speak this podcast today, I had a European speaking tour, international speaking tour. I spoke in the Czech Republic, Finland, Estonia, and Austria. I had a great time speaking. I spent a couple weeks on tour, and then I actually spent about 5 weeks in the Czech Republic. Most of my time was spent in a small town 2 hours south of Prague called Písek. Spent a lot of time with my really good friend Nico, driving around listening to Nick Drake and just digging for Moldavite. I have an affinity for Moldavite. I'm a collector and a dealer, and I went there specifically to meet my friend and just engage in the lifestyle of Moldavite. But I also did a lot of speaking and I did a lot of solo traveling. And now I'm just hanging at the Mosaic House. So this is a great youth hostel in downtown Prague. Very hip, very big. You better be ready for some loud action. And it is a international melting pot. Every day I had someone new in my room from a different culture. There were people, there were languages I couldn't even identify. I was just struggling with trying to figure out what certain people were talking. Nonetheless, it's my last day. I am down in the hostel restaurant, the cafe, and I'm just having a little bit of din-din, or actually breakfast. This is my breakfast time. I am up. I'm packed. I'm getting ready to move on to my next destination. And I eat some of my food, but I drink all of my coffee, some slamming great coffee there. I get my double cappuccino down, and I'm thinking, I want another double cappuccino. So I get up and I go prepare it, go get it ready, go stand in line. And in that moment, while I was away from my seat, a European family come in and sit next to me. They see that my area is occupied. They're sitting next to me. It's a father and his three daughters. One daughter, the oldest one who I had the interaction with, is probably 7. Her younger daughter is 5. And then there's just a little infant there in a carriage. And I have no idea what language they are. I couldn't even begin to identify what country they were from. They just, all I know is they were not speaking the language of the Czech Republic, and they certainly were not speaking English. And I only know this because I heard the father talking to the daughter. Not that we had any verbal communication at all. No verbal communication this whole time. But I was getting my double cappuccino. I was actually coming back to my seat. They had already gotten food. This little girl was eating. And as I was walking back to my seat, I was walking towards her. But I didn't notice her. And I just happened to be drinking my cappuccino, and I scratched my nose with my short side, with the arm that has no hand. I'm scratching my nose. And as I look up to go to my seat, I see this I see this little girl, this little 7-year-old girl. Her eyes are so wide. She is just stunned. And the only reason why her mouth is not open and her jaw is on the ground is because it is stuffed with food. Now, she's holding all this food back, but she's frozen. She's stunned by the sight of a one-handed dude, me. And she looks like she's about to choke on her food. She can't move. She's got a mouthful of food. She can't swallow. It doesn't come up. She can't open it. Her eyes are totally, totally wide open. And I just give her this really sweet smile. And I walk next to her, behind her, and then pass her father, and then I'm sitting right there. For a moment, this little girl is still stunned. She doesn't really know what to do. And then I just sit down and I start eating my food. And then I can see her out of the corner of my eye get her sister's attention, who's sitting in front of her. And she leans towards her sister and I can see her pointing at me. And all I can assume is this little girl is telling her 5-year-old sister, "Hey, I'm pretty sure this guy doesn't have a hand." And now both of them want to stare at me, but not obviously. They're just being real covert and subtle about it. And this is one thing that I've noticed about Central Europe, is that children will stare at me from a distance. If they're far away, they'll stare at me. But if they're up close, they won't look. They're just trying to sneak peeks out of the corner of my eye. But the whole time I'm kind of like smiling at them and eyeballing them. And I'm just being me, and I'm just waiting for the right moment for everything to be 100% cool. The next thing I realize is that my nose still itches. Now, I'm kind of in my own groove, and I wasn't giving a lot of thought to these girls at that moment. I just ate a little bit of food, and I went to go scratch my nose, and I noticed out of the corner of my eye, both these girls slightly freeze and turn towards me as if they could at least try to sneak a peek. And then I just looked over, and my short side was in the air, and I gave them both a little wave, and they both froze, big eyes, just completely stunned, and then looked at each other, and then looked down and tried to pretend that nothing just happened. And I slightly giggled, and I know they could hear me. Now, during this whole few minutes of interaction, the father has no idea what's going on. He's reading some book. He's got a magazine. I'm not quite sure what he was doing, but he just really wasn't paying any attention to his daughters or what they were doing or to me. He was just probably planning their next trip. Who knows? So I just waited for what I knew would eventually happen in the next couple seconds. They just couldn't help but look. They just wanted to look. They just wanted to look. And then as I was watching them, both of them looked over at me, and I gave them another little wave with my short side, and they just completely just subtly freaked a little bit. Like, "Oh my God, this guy, he doesn't have a hand." You know, and they were speaking some language to each other. I really don't know what it was. I really don't know what it was. And this is great because we're already starting to initiate this nonverbal communication. I mean, it's an interaction, but it's really nonverbal communication. And it's mostly with this 7-year-old girl that is on the far side of her father. So there's me, and to my right is her father. And then to his right is this little girl. The next thing I did is just give her some space to just do what she needed to do. So I was just sitting down, I was eating my food, I was just hanging out, and for a moment I just started to once again, just get into my own little world, because I have some traveling to do, I got to organize some money. In my head, I'm just calculating these things, I'm drinking my coffee, and then slightly out of the corner of my eye, I can see this little girl trying to stare, I mean, pretty much staring deeply out of the corner of her eye at my left arm, which happens to be on the table, and my elbow's on the table, and she's looking at my arm, so I get a good look at her. I can turn my head a little bit because she's not looking at my face. She's looking at my arm, and she's just fully, she is in full-on 100%, I ain't never seen nothing like that, stare mode. She is completely staring at my arm, and all I did was just bend my arm at the elbow, just do what I call my million-dollar gesture, which totally freaks people out, and in the right situation, I get people rolling, laughing so hard, it's hilarious. But I just did that quick flip, and she just totally was just like, I can't believe it. And then I looked at her and she looked at me, and I just gave her this really sweet, deep, open, kind smile, trying to express to her that everything's okay. And you know, for a moment she paused and she relaxed and she gave me the most beautiful smile back. It was just so, so special. A few moments later, I got up to get more food because the food at the Mosaic House is salamin good. And I went to go get, I don't know, some sausage or a pancake or something. I came back, and again, the little girl's just staring at me. It's like deja vu, you know, but this time I'm holding food. I'm actually holding food in one hand and just letting my short side weigh free, just walking back to my seat. Now, when I sit down, I notice that this little girl actually tries to talk to her dad. She now wants to talk to her dad, like, this is all I can tell, because, again, I don't know what language they're speaking. And she's talking to her dad like, hey, daddy, I think that guy's got one hand. I think he's got one hand. You know, I could see her, like, showing, making this gesture of hand getting cut off. You know, like, one hand is a knife, and then she's cutting off her other hand, and at that point, I see the father. This is something I'm not really fond of, when parents try to shun their children's curiosity about me. And, you know, I could just see the father talking, like, you know, he had his finger up, he was pointing. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was saying no in whatever language he was talking about. And he was just, not harshly, but he was certainly reprimanding this little girl. And it was really, you know, those things really affect me. I don't want children to think that there's a problem with looking at me or staring at me as an individual. I don't know about all people that are missing parts or look different or however you want to look at it or whatever you want to say about it. But for me, I feel bad. And I can't really say anything because, one, I don't speak the language, and two, sometimes it's rude. You know, and the father, not once did the father ever look at me, and he's like a foot and a half away from me. You know, that we're not that far apart, and just nothing. He just totally tried to shut his girl down, and then he went back to doing whatever he was doing. It was just really just very short and abrupt interaction. Regardless of what her father was telling her, she still wanted to keep sneaking peeks at me. And at this point, I have to be really delicate and aware. I don't want to cut the father in any way, shape, or form. But at the same time, I want to honor the girl's curiosity. So whenever she snuck a peek at me, I snuck a little peek at her. And then she would just try to sneak a peek at me, and I would sneak a little peek at her. And we're just playing this little game of peekaboo. I'm just letting her know that I know she's looking at me and that it's okay. And I made it okay with just smiling big, just giving that deep, beautiful, kind smile, letting her know that I am okay. Next thing I notice, I am still a little more hungry, and I would like another double cappuccino. Wow, I drank a lot of coffee when I was in Europe. So I got up, I went and got myself another double cappuccino, which of course comes in a small cup, and then I got myself some yogurt, some really good yogurt with fruit. That's how I was going to have my little dessert at the end, and I was carrying the yogurt on my arm as if I was a waiter. It's my standard way of carrying food, and typically I like to say that I drop 20% of all food I carry on my arm because it's a balancing act. I can't really hold it. So my arm is just bent and I have the bowl on it balancing, and I'm walking with a cup of coffee and I'm coming back to my seat. And this little girl is just amazed that I can balance a plate and hold a cup, basically, is all I could fathom. And she just was looking at me like, wow, you can do that. She had a little smile on her face. And then finally, when she looked up at me, I just gave her a really, just a big, big smile. And she smiled back at me so happy and pure and just like, wow, you can do things kind of smile. this was all great because it set the tone for our next little bit of interaction. And it also let me know that she picked up on my vibe that her father's perception of me isn't really correct. And she wanted to connect with me and I just wanted to interact with her a little bit. So I thought it was great. I sat down. Father's doing something. He's now talking to the girls. So now I have this moment into myself where I can start to take care of stuff. And, you know, I'm just starting to do things. Again, I scratch my nose. I notice that she sees me do that. She sees me going into my bag, pulling stuff out. You know, I went to go hold a spoon. I put it in my sleeve. She perked up a little bit like, whoa, you can hold a spoon like that. And just all these, she just paid attention to everything that I was doing. So I thought, I'll give her something really to really appreciate, like really be stunned by. And the whole time I have my hair up in a bun, so most people have no idea how long my hair is until I take it out. So I looked over at her, she was looking at me, and I grabbed my hairpin and I paused and I looked at her and I pulled out my hairpin and then I unraveled all my hair and I kind of shook it around, and her eyes were so big. And then I went and grabbed my hair and I started kind of just petting it and pulling it all to one side over my left shoulder and making it nice and long and letting her look at it. And I could just tell, I looked at her and I kind of motioned like, I have really long hair. And she just started bobbing her head up and down. And she's like, yes, you do. And then I lifted up my finger. I was like, okay, watch. And I pointed to my eye, said, watch. Hold up my finger like, okay, just watch 1 second, watch. And I went and put in my hairpin. With one hand, I put my hair up and I got that nice poof where my hair looks really funky. And she just internally lost it. She smiled so big. It was just like, if it wasn't for her father, I think she would have jumped up and down and started screaming. She tried so hard not to show so much excitement, but she let me see a little bit of it. And it was just so, so sweet. And for a moment, we just looked at each other. The next thing I know, the father is making some rumbling noise. He's talking to the little girl, talking to the five-year-old girl, and then going to reach the infant. Like, oh, I'm going to go grab the infant. And so now he is getting up. He says something to this seven-year-old girl, the girl that I'm interacting with. And then the next thing I know, the five-year-old girl, her sister, the father, who grabs the infant, they get up and they start to leave. Apparently, they're going to go change the diaper. It's so funny. Like, now it's just me and this little seven-year-old, me and this little seven-year-old girl looking at each other like, wow, he's gone. And it's so funny because she just started to scooch over towards me. And I, you know, it's so funny because we have not said one word to each other yet. And we're having this just slamming great interaction. But she comes over. And she just starts to get closer to me, and I turn my body and I put my arm out, and she pauses for a moment and she looks at me. And then I just smile at her and I just implied, I'm like, it's okay, you know, and I stretched my arm out. Oh, and she got full view. She was not holding back. She got all up in that arm grill. She was just like, oh, she was checking me all out, like, what is going on here? I was rotating my arm, I was kind of bending it, I was letting her look at it. She was getting the full dose. And then she looked up at me again, and I took my right hand and I grabbed my short side and I kind of pulled the skin back so she could really get a look at my little tiny fingers that are there. And I kind of counted them in English, you know, and counting's counting. You kind of get the idea what's going on. But I just said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I implied with my right hand, I was like, very small. And then I took my short side and I counted the fingers on my other side. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I implied, kind of big. And then I just looked at her like, hey, this is me. This is who I am. This is how I came out of the box. This is the way that I was born. And all she could do was just look at me and smile. She looked so happy and just joyful and just really excited that I was open with her. And I could tell that she could tell that I was talking, that I got all five fingers. They on my short side, they just happened to be really small. And then she's looking at me. So I gave her the universal sign of everything's okay. I gave her the thumbs up with my right hand. And then she gave me the thumbs up with her right hand. So I was like, well, okay, let's go for it. And I gave her the double thumbs up with my short side and my handed side, which people think is so funny, like, oh, the double thumbs up. And she started laughing so loud, and then she gave me the double thumbs up, and then for a moment all we could do was just laugh together. And as our laughter began to diminish, as we started to stop laughing, I actually blew her a tiny little kiss with my short side. And she just looked so like, oh, that was so sweet, like you blew me a little baby kiss with your little baby hand. Then I put my spoon in my sleeve and I started stirring my coffee, and she was stunned. And then I actually had some money that I needed to count, so I counted my money and she saw me do that, and then she was stunned. Everything that I did, she just loved. She just loved the fact that I didn't have two hands and that I was just showing her all these things about the way that my life is. Now, we're having this little moment. We're kind of close together. You know, I had to pull back a little bit to get to my money and this kind of thing. And just like just then, right, just then, her father came around the corner. Now, at that point, everything got real between me and that little girl, like, because her father didn't want her staring at me or looking at me or talking to me or just whatever. So she just immediately went back to what she was eating, and I just played right along. Next thing you know, I'm eating and we're both eating together, and we both knew what each other was doing, and we're just hoping that this is going to work out extremely well. I think both of us thought, uh-oh, here comes Dad. Better get back and pretend that we're not doing what we shouldn't be doing. The next thing we both know, her father's sitting between us again, and, well, I guess life is somewhat back to normal. We're just all, well, me and this girl are just pretending like what just happened didn't happen, and I'm just eating my food, she's eating her food. We keep looking at each other out of the corner of our eyes, smiling at each other. She's winking at me. I mean, we're just having this great interaction. Her five-year-old sister's picking up on this, like, what is going on here? Daddy-o, clueless, totally clueless. And we're just eating. Now I'm just hunting for the right moment to do something, have some kind of interaction with her, something. And we're just eating. I'm kind of packing up my stuff. I can see he's kind of getting stuff ready. I can almost tell that our time is about to come to an end, you know. And then for a moment, he kind of looked around, and then he just got up and went to go get more food. And then the little girl, the seven-year-old girl who I've been talking to, just jumps forward and grabs her sister and tells her something. And the next thing I know, both of them just look over at me like you're the one-handed dude. And I wave at both of them and they both start laughing. And then the sister says something to the sister. The seven-year-old says something to the five-year-old, like, this guy's really cool. So I wave at the five-year-old. The five-year-old waves at me. We're just having another beautiful, great, great moment. It's just really, you know, it's just really very special. This nonverbal, international, one-handed communication that I conveyed with mostly the seven-year-old girl, but now for a moment, her sister's in on it. One of the greatest things about this moment is that the moment opened up to us. There was no parent there. Everything was kind and proper. The kids were curious. And the moment just blossomed. And it was just a beautiful, rare, rare moment to have. Even more rare for me because it's so nonverbal. And it opened up into something special. And then there was a pause. There was a moment where the seven-year-old girl and I were just looking at each other. We were just looking at each other, almost wishing we could speak each other's language, but yet understanding each other very, very, very specially, if I can even say that. I want to say deeply, but I don't even know if it's know that. But we just made a little special connection because of whatever reason. We're both open. We both are kind. We're both want to know a little more about each other, whatever it was. And in that moment, we just realized something about one another. I can't explain it. All I can tell you is it is just one of life's beautiful moments. And lo and behold, who would be coming back? Guess who came back? Daddy-o. Daddy-o, he's always showing up, breaking our groove, you know? And it's so funny because he sat down and I just got one more quick look at the little girl. She was looking at me and the dad was just packing everything up. And then he's out of there. He just grabs the kids and starts going. And he's holding on to this little girl. And she's just looking at me as she's leaving. And I'm like, oh, there she goes, you know? So I keep waving at her and she keeps waving at me. And the next thing I know, she blows me a kiss and I blow her a kiss. And she blows me another kiss and I blow her another little kiss. And then she's pretty soon about to be gone. Like, I maybe have 4 seconds left. And I just lift up my hand and my short side and I do a double wave and I blow her one more kiss. And she just looks at me and she blows me one more kiss. And then she just waves goodbye. And then they're gone. They're out of my sight. even now, all I can say is, wow. That was, I'll never forget that girl, and I will never forget that interaction. That is one of the greatest nonverbal interactions I've ever had. And I've had a number of them, but nothing quite like this on the international playing field. I mean, it was just really, it was so special. It is. I'm speechless. It is one of the greatest moments I've ever had just explaining who I am in a nonverbal way. I mean, come on. Yeah. I will never forget this little girl. That interaction was so close to my heart. It was so special. She knew it. I knew it. We shared a very special, unique, powerful moment. And you know, it is because of these reasons that I enjoy who I am, and I love not having two hands. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.